Whoa there. The Lost Year Part Two. Parliament is assembled.
It's time you stopped celebrating your birthday. Yes, quite so. Now, gentlemen, as you now know, England is without a year 1956. It is missing. We'll start by blaming the Russians.
Blame the Russians? What for?
It's all the rage.
It's all very well talking about the simulation rage. But where are we going to start looking for this year, 1956? That's what I want to know.
Let me see. It's 1956 AD. Oh. A and D are the first and fourth letters of the alphabet. Oh. One, four.
One for the road.
There are many roads.
Cecil Rhodes.
He lived in Africa.
That's what I look for it. Africa! I'll leave at once.
The Lost Year, Part 3. The scene is a 4-shilling-a-week bedsitter cupboard tap with low ceiling and string bath at Kilburn.
Round and round went the dirty great wheel. Great pipe! Great pipe!
What is it, reeking frog eater?
Light another candle under this sink. This bath water's getting cold.
Never you mind that, my heavily oiled French Eiffel Tower champion. Listen to this in the heavily oiled English Times. Believed stolen the year 1956. Reward for recovery, £10,000. Apply Ned Seagoon on board the SS Venus.
£10,000! Follow that ship!
The third splash is, of course, Max Geldof.